Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Squeeze the Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, and as usual, I'm joined by Adrian,
hello,
Kevin,
hello,
and Casey.
Good evening.
Tonight, we'll be talking about two of the league's hottest teams in the Warriors and the Blazers, and why they're so successful and if they can keep it up. And then we'll move on to talking about some potential trade scenarios. Right now, Omer Sheik and Iman Shumpert's names are being tossed around as potential trade targets. And finally, we'll talk about the return of Kobe Bryant, who earlier this week tweeted out that he will be back before the end of the month. And it is currently the 19th of November, so that means Kobe's back soon.
Yeah.
So first, let's talk about the Golden State Warriors, the darling of the league.
Yeah. Woo! Oh, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I looked up some numbers, and obviously their offense is amazing. They're shooting 46% on three-pointers, which is nuts, and they're making 11.1 three-pointers per game, which is both first in the league.
Yeah.
Their true shooting percentage is 58.1, which is second only to Miami, and that's only because LeBron is shooting a crazy, like, 70% true shooting percentage right now. And they're not even bad on defense. Their defensive rating is fourth in the NBA at 95.4. So,
yeah, this team could get the first number one seed in the regular season. I don't want to talk about playoffs yet, but they have all the tools. You know, defense is good enough. Offense is dynamic. You got the Splash Brothers, two of the best three-point shooters in the league. And then you have great other players. It's too great for me to even put into words.
Yeah. Does anyone else want to wash their balls for a second? Yeah.
No, they're tons of fun to watch. And I wish I had League Pass still, because I'm stuck watching it on shitty backdoor websites at night.
The only thing I don't like about the Warriors is that every time Steph Curry falls down, I almost get a heart attack, but beyond that, it's great.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I had on my fantasy team last year. It's just every time you click on that thing, it says day to day, and at least three times he rolled his ankle last year, and you just hold your breath because he's such an amazing player. Did anyone see yesterday when Marvin Williams fell on his head?
Yeah,
that was nasty. Tough to watch. And now he's got a concussion, so he's out of tonight's game or next. Or
No, not a concussion. I checked my fantasy notes. It told me it was just a headache.
Oh, just a headache, right. Yeah. It's a concussion. Yeah, I mean, hopefully he's not out for a long time because.
Yeah, I got to squeeze the Orange Fantasy League to win, so.
Yeah. I really appreciate last week or 2 weeks ago when we were matched up, Casey and I, and Casey left Blake Griffin and Stephen Curry on the bench one day. And
that was nice.
Yeah, I know. It made the difference in two categories. We're playing head to head 9-10 weekly.
So I think you won 5-4. I would have won 5-4, or maybe 6-3.
I think you would have won 6-3 because I think you would have won steals and percentages. One of the Yeah.
I'm not a fan of these head-to-head categories.
Oh, no?
No, because I'm in last place, and I don't think I would be if we just played total points.
You gotta diversify your team.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to make trades. No one will trade with me.
We'll make a trade right on the air right now. I'm going to look up your team.
Let's trade Omer Sheik and Iman Shumpert just to fit with the theme of the pod.
Ooh. We'll get to that.
I don't have either of those players, nor do I want either of those players.
I have Ashik, and I'm willing to take offers for him, right? He's a hot commodity. He's going to be a starter soon on his own team.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Omer Sheik is going to put up
So I'm sounding pretty
numbers.
Low. You guys can probably get a good deal for him.
I'll consider it.
But before we talk about the trade things, I just want one more point on the Warriors, actually. My only concern with them is that they don't have a backup point guard. Now, Andre Iguodala has been awesome handling the ball, and they have a lot of guys who are really skilled. It's not like a team like Toronto, per se, where outside of three people who can consistently handle the ball, maybe four, you have a roster of guys who needs to be set up. The Warriors have a lot of talented offensive players, you know, David Lee and stuff. But they have no backup. Their backup is Tony Douglas, and this is a team with Stephen Curry at the helm. You know, I don't want to say it, but if he goes down, you know.
Sorry, they have Iguodala.
Yeah.
The point. He's all right. Back up. He's been playing a lot of it anyway.
Yeah.
I know he can't be counted on as like a consistent actual backup point guard.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thing is, I'm not worried about the lack of a backup point guard because, like Kevin said, they have Iguodala and plenty of passers. So, I mean, if Steph Curry goes down, they're not gonna be contenders anyways. So, it doesn't really worry me too much.
That's true.
Like, if Steph Curry goes down, they're done. So the lack of backup point guard isn't too bad because there's no backup point guard that can do a better job of running the backup point than Iguodala plus all their passers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how important are point guards, especially in the playoffs. You know, historically, great point guards aren't that effective in the playoffs. And you don't want someone like maybe Iguodala handling the ball all season, but he can do it for a little bit if he has to. And at the end of the day, like, you want Iguodala to have the ball because he's going to be better driving to the lane than, like, some scrub backup point guard who's just going to pass the ball. Like Tony Douglas. Exactly.
Like Eric Maynor.
Like Eric Maynor, like A.J. Price, like Earl Watson. That's like this classic.
You don't want to be the Wizards and pay Eric Maynor like I don't know how many million a year. It's just a waste of money.
You just don't want to be the Wizards.
Try
to compete for the playoffs, and I think they're like 3-8 right now. Just really.
And they're about to beat Minnesota though, I believe, somehow, despite John Wall shooting like 4 for 50. They are beating Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow, apparently Andre Iguodala is leading the league with an effective field goal percentage at 72.8. What? This can't be true.
Yeah, that'll go down, but I mean...
Probably, yeah.
He
leads an effective field goal percentage because true shooting percentage includes free throw shooting, and he's a terrible free throw shooter, but... That's like the NBA's best kept secret. Iguodala sucks from the free throw line. He's like a 60% shooter.
Though I do think he could shoot like 38% from three this year because he's wide open on them. So
yeah.
I think it's.
How is it? Is it Curry making him wide open? Who's been sort of creating the space?
It's like Curry. They paid a lot of attention to Curry. And then teams double team Curry and then he passes to Lee and then the defense just collapses everywhere.
Okay.
He gets the. Only the most wide open of wide open threes.
Yeah.
That's perfect, because that's really the only threes that he should be taking.
Yeah.
So it works. But this is like the perfect team for him, finally.
It is. Yeah.
And he's doing great. And it's like he finally found a system that works for him, and he doesn't have to be the number one option, and he can just do a little bit of everything.
So you guys are...
I think the situation maybe is too good to be true, and... Clairvoyant Casey sees a season-ending injury for Andre Iguodala.
Ooh, for Iggy.
It's too good. Maybe Adam Silver drops the hammer. Like, we can't have this.
Literally drops the hammer on him to injure him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, some freak woodworking accident, and he gets the Lakers into the playoffs. Kobe comes back, swings a trade for Omer Asik, bringing him to the Lakers, and then the Lakers win the championship.
Definitely Omer Asik plus Kobe equals championships.
Dude, Omer Asik gets rebounds. Kobe scores, and when he misses, Omer Asik gets it.
He's going to get the Kobe assist.
Kobe assist.
The Kobe assist, yeah. So none of you guys are actually worried that they don't have a backup point guard because of Iguodala?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Well,
backup point guards aren't that important.
If you've ever watched the Toronto Raptors game this season, it's
that's because Toronto Raptors have no passers. Well, I don't think so. They don't have any passers outside of Kyle Lowry, right? Yeah.
He's not. I mean, he's a point guard, but he's not a passing point guard.
Well, he can.
He can pass. So.
He can't pass.
Yeah, of course, he's a point guard. You're not gonna have a point guard who can't pass.
Someone in the Raptors Republic forums was talking and was saying that Kyle Lowry cannot run a pick and roll, which is ridiculous because
that's all he does.
Was like in the top 15. He's like one of the top 15 pick and roll players. In like the last three straight years, And
I will say I have seen him run some questionable pick and rolls, but I'm by no means an expert on what is a good pick and roll. What I know he does do a lot of that kind of works is he does that thing where he dribbles under the basket and then runs around.
Yeah.
It's like such a high school move, but for the Raptors who have like an elementary school offense, at least it does something for us. So.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Sorry. All right. Moving on. Just quickly. The Blazers.
Trades?
No, we'll get to the trades in a second. But
we got
to
talk about the Blazers.
Blazers. The blazing hot Blazers. They are no longer the Jailblazers. They are the Northwest Division leading 9-2 Portland Trailblazers, who are currently They won seven in a row. They just beat a Brooklyn squad last night. Now, the Nets were short. Darren and Paul Pierce destroyed my my field goal percentage in my fantasy league by shooting 2-for-12.
Good news for me, because I remember picking them the over for them.
Yeah, I think we all did, because it was, it was like 38. That's nuts.
Yeah, well, because that's what most people thought. Most people just saw the 33 from last year and were like, oh, they're not that much better. Let's, plus, the West has gotten better. But no, Blazers, they're here to stay.
Their offense right now is third in terms of offensive rating at 108.1. Which makes sense. I mean, you look at that starting lineup, there's a lot of – that just makes sense, you know. Aside from Robin Lopez, who's really only there to, you know, play defense on big centers and grab rebounds, everyone else is really good at offense.
Robin Lopez is a good fit, though. He's kind of like – you don't want five guys who want to shoot the ball.
I think Robin is a good fit anywhere.
Well, maybe not in Houston.
Is that a segue? Is that a segue?
Perhaps it is.
Oh, I think you'd be all right. I think
it's
you'd be
a segue
better
now.
An Ashtick in Houston.
Okay, well, apparently we're going there. Yeah, the Blazers are really good. Do any of you actually want to talk about the Blazers? And
they're going to be really good. They're going to get like a four seed or something.
A four seed?
Four or five.
Whoa.
Their defense is a little concerning.
Yeah.
They're 20th. They have the 20th ranked defense, which
I'll give them the 6th seed. I don't think they're not going to be. They're not going to play at this level.
Yeah, they'll definitely make the playoffs, which is quite an accomplishment in the West. But San Antonio, OKC,
Clippers.
Golden State, Clippers, Houston,
Golden State as well.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm giving them the 5th seed right now. I'm putting Houston below.
Ooh.
Prediction.
Wow. I don't want to talk. I'm not going to make predictions about Houston.
I'm not saying Houston's bad, but like Blazers are great. Like it's a close game, and they're going to be in a lot of close games because they're a good team. They got LaMarcus Aldridge, who he's not going to carry a team from like 20 wins to 50 wins. He's not a tremendous player, but if you're close, like you give the ball to LaMarcus Aldridge, he'll get it done. And they got 3-point shooting. If his game's not working, they're going to win a lot of really close games. And I think they'll get like 49 wins.